Seattle's Morning News. Many of you might have seen the headline, Can Fried Potatoes, a.k.a. French Fries, Kill You? Whenever I see a headline that says a food I enjoy can kill me, I call the doctor.
Paging Dr. Cohen.
Dr. Gordon Cohen, M.D. Dr. Cohen, this looked like a fairly substantial study with several thousand people, so how much credibility do we give to this?
Yeah, good morning, Dave. I love when the popular press picks up on these kind of medical stories. This was actually, I read this first in the Washington Post last week, and it's an actual study that was published in the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition, which is a meaningful medical journal. And in this particular study, they actually looked at 4,440 participants who ranged in age between 45 and roughly 80 years of age, and they looked at them at over an eight-year period. They gave them a nutritional questionnaire at the very beginning to have to actually look at their potato eating habits, looking at both fried and unfried potatoes, and they wanted to see if there was a link between potato consumption and mortality or death. It's kind of an interesting thing to even think about looking at.
Right. So why would it occur to a researcher to see whether potatoes can kill you?
Well, it's interesting because there were some previous studies where people had looked at potato consumption and the development of cardiovascular disease and death, but there weren't any that looked specifically at the relationship between potato consumption and death itself. So in this study, what was interesting is that 236 people died during the course of the study. And they went on and they adjusted for a number of factors that could confound the study or confuse the results of the study. But once they adjusted for those things, the researchers concluded that people who ate French fries had more than twice the risk of death.
Okay, now we know that any kind of greasy food is not something you want to eat in quantity, but is this instructive in any way? Does this give you any guidance on does it tell us more about French fries than we already know?
Well, look, we've talked about this before on your show. One of the problems with these kind of studies is they really show an association. And what they showed is that eating fried potatoes was associated with a higher mortality than people who did not eat fried potatoes. In fact, in the people who ate non-fried potatoes, there was no increased risk of death. So it was only in people who ate fried potatoes that there was an association. So when it's an association, it doesn't necessarily mean that it's causative. So I'm not sure if you're a person who loves French fries, you should be worrying about whether they're actually causing you to die or not. The other thing is that in studies like this, and was the case here, is that the association usually occurs in only one subgroup. And in this case, it was at people who had the highest consumption of fried potatoes, those who were eating French fries three times a week or more. So I think the takeaway message from this is whatever you do, and you'll always hear me say this, is do things in moderation. I don't really think that there's a risk to eating French fries that's going to result in an increased risk of death.
Since this study found no particular cause, for all we know, the reason they died was that they were trying to eat while driving and steered off a cliff.
the thing is because there are many other factors that weren't analyzed in the course of this study. So, for example, people who eat French fries three times a week may have different health patterns that weren't looked at. They may not have exercised as much. They may have made poor lifestyle choices. They may have eaten other fried foods on a more regular basis. None of these things were taken into account. So there could be multiple reasons why this group happened to stand out at being increased risk of death that didn't actually have anything to do with whether they were consuming more French fries more often or not.
Let me ask you this. There are some French fries which seem to have less oil, and there are some French fries which have so much oil you could literally light them and they'd burn like a candle. How do I choose which type of French fry to eat safely?
I don't think this study can answer that question for you. I think as a general rule, you should follow, you know, standard dietary habits. And, you know, there are good fats and there are bad fats. And so anytime you have a choice of having something that's fried in a good fat, that's always going to be a better choice than something that's fried in a bad fat. In terms of the actual amount of fat, you know, the potato, when it's being deep fried, is going to soak up whatever amount of fat it does. So I don't think you can really answer that particular question based on this study. I think you just follow general principles with whatever decision you're making about food choices.
All right. Dr. Gordon Cohen, MD. Thank you, Dr. Cohen.
Thank you, Dave.